Mechanics.
Awesome mechanic. Fucking, I hate this engineering bullshit.
Yeah, we're the fucking best at engineering.
Fucking stupid audio technical equipment. Fucking horse shit. Fucking horse struggle.
If you want, we can move all that so you can put that back.
No, it's fine. I don't want to move it because something bad's going to happen. This is just how we have
Something bad is going to happen?
Yeah, it's not going to work. This is just how we have to record now.
All right. Well, if you hold in your, I'd rather you hold me in your lap. But if this is going to be the way you're going to do it, then you know what? I'll take it.
I want us to hold each other in each other's lap, like essentially.
So, how is this going to work? If I'm holding you and you're holding me, who's the bottom? Who's the top?
There is no bottom. There is no top. We are both sides. Yeah.
We are both inside
in the spooning position.
Oh, very nice.
But tip of the dick's touching.
Ooh, daddy.
So that when we pull apart, you can see the string of pre-cum that connects the two of us.
Like spaghetti.
And then one of us slurps it down.
That would be the dog.
I don't fuck my dog. I don't have a dog. I wouldn't fuck my dog.
What is up with you, man? I said I wouldn't. I wish we were recording this.
We are.
No. Like, camera. Like, if there was a camera right here that could point down on the two of us, we can right there.
We need to get you a little apparatus to hang your phone over so we can record the top.
Just the top of us on the top of our heads.
Or set up a little one right here and record us this way.
Hey, I'm the fun. Hey, praise the Fonz.
A Fonz.
Are you not a Fonzie?
A Fonzierzy.
Look, Fonzie is my god. Hands down.
Fonzie?
Have you not seen the Peter Griffin episode where he has a whole god thing about it? Yeah. Fonzie is my god. Hands down.
Fonzie is praise Allah. No, praise Fonzie.
No, Allah here, just Fonzie.
I wonder how the Brotherhood of Steel would feel about that.
Praising
Fonzie.
I don't think they like it very much.
Because they seem very religious.
They do. But religious on what? The Brotherhood.
It seems very Christian-based.
It's cultish. 100%.
Christian cult.
But it's more brutal.
Well, yeah.
100% more brutal. I mean, Christian cult, the way my Christian cult was very, very mild compared to that shit. All right?
Yeah.
Look. We weren't being trained to go murder people.
They're not trained to get people's money. They're not trained to murder people, Steven. You read that wrong. You looked at that wrong. Okay. They're trained to get pre-war technology and keep it. And if people are in the way of that technology, they just so happen to kill people.
And how do they get trained to do that? Well, they get trained on how to murder people.
No.
Use weapons, knives, environment. Be careful. You know things like that.
They're trained on how to use force to extract a toaster from some poor wasteland scavenger's hand.
I want this toaster. This toaster is mine. That reminds me of the scene where he's got the fork in the toaster.
Yeah.
He was watching a fucking movie.
Dude. Yeah, he committed suicide.
Yeah.
All those vault dwellers found out that they were just fucking breeding stock, so they killed themselves.
Who do you think found out first in that one?
I'm not sure. I suspect that Lucy's mom was from that vault. And when she broke out, word got back to the vault somehow. Maybe she said it.
Here's the thing. She was from Vault 31, 33, though. Because
her mom was 33, yeah. I
think. Yeah, because that's where... What's his last name? Hank is his first. McClane met her.
Yeah.
And because of the water siphoning, she found out that there are people on the surface.
Yeah.
Her kids, which I find that awesome. And her name was Rose, which I didn't realize that until the very fucking end. Rose and Moldaver.
They were
a 100% a couple.
See, I want to know.
Was she banging the dead body?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. He was still alive, so probably. Yeah.
I want to know how Moldaver survived
the war. Yes, thank you.
Because she's not in Vault 31. She's not on the list of people in Vault 31.
Correct. She's not on the list of people.
But she is super rich because Vault Tech bought every company she had. And the Enclave had her technology. Cause that's who that the scientist guy was a part of. He was a part of the Enclave.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought it was, but yeah. The Enclave defected when they said it. I was like, it has to be that guy because they didn't say it legitimately or like any, show any actual, like, I guess you could say actually like saying Enclave.
Yeah, they didn't show anything.
Yeah, but it kind of made sense in the end, yeah. Just kind of basing it together, but it was kind of hard to figure that out.
I just want to know.
I like it.
What Enclave this is. The Enclave is like what been wiped out.
I have no
almost idea. Completely at this point.
Because, no idea, because this is huge, man. Mm-hmm. This is a huge facility.
In Fallout 1, you fight the Master. So super mutants kind of are getting pushed out of the West to go to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
In Fallout 2, you fuck up the Enclave and destroy their fucking the oil rig that they have outside San Francisco.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking in my head, yeah, that's the government. Yeah my bad.
Well, they're the remnants of the government.
Well, yeah, because the government was outside guarding them, and they spelled it M-I-N-T.
Government. I loved that so much. It bothered me that the subtitles didn't say government. Yeah.
Yeah.
That bothered me a little bit.
You know what got me that was really funny, even though it was an emotional moment? When they're talking to Hank and he's in the cage and he's about to press the code in, it gets to the scene where it shows do not feed animals in the cage. And I'm like, that's so fucking funny to me. Do not feed Hank in this cage.
I love how Max is just immediately is like, Hank's like, she's my dad. I'm her dad. Let me out. And he's like, okay.
Bang. Shoots off the fucking lock. He has mad accuracy, bro. He is good. Like, he pulled her gun out, shot those motherfuckers, and got shot, and still shot another guy.
With a rotten human tooth. Ugh.
Yeah, you're not fine.
You are not fine.
Yeah, listen to the vault doctor. That was an interesting vault. I like that vault.
Those surfies.
Those surfies. What? Are you one of them?
He's just Jerry. That was Jerry.
Yeah, that was Jerry. It was awesome.
The dude who voiced Jerry. That was just Jerry.
That was awesome. I do love that it's all a misunderstanding, especially for the fact that I really thought they were going to kill her, and he's just going...
A fucking Maximus comes in and fucking just devastates.
Get away from her! Where did that guy come from? Wait, what was the song? It was a great song.
It wasn't, I don't remember.
I can't remember what it was. He throws a popcorn for no fucking reason.
Maximus just failed a speech check on Lucy when he was like, you want to make my cock explode? He failed a speech check. That's all that was.
He fucked up so hard there. You want to have sex?
No, you want to make my cock explode? Intercourse.
Well, I've been told that when it gets hard, that it gets big and it explodes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's...
Like, you mean like, use my cock? I don't know.
That was pretty funny. You mean like, use my cock? That's something I would say.
It's hilarious that he doesn't know what sex is, but he calls it a cock.
He does call it a cock.
Which is so funny to me, because when I hear cock, I think of someone who's got like a big old fucking, yeah, they know how to use their dick, they got a cock.
Well, here's the thing. You think he fucked his bedmate?
No.
You think that's the one who called him? That he had a big cock?
No, I think it's just because the Brotherhood are, like, men.
Fair.
It was all men.
I was thinking it was more along the lines of, yeah, it was just men that just, it was cock.
Yeah, it's just...
They don't say anything else for it unless you're, like, trying to be an asshole. You're a dick!
Yeah.
You know, like that. But, like, cock. Yeah. It's your cock.
That's your cock. Yeah. That's your fucking cock. Because that's a man's word.
Yeah.
Because even though it was definitely a woman transitioning into a man... Fucking Squire Dane or whatever.
I don't remember.
I think that was the name.
I think so.
But it was a dude. He's supposed to be a dude.
I know. I don't remember his name.
I think it was Dane.
I didn't even know his name was Norm.
Yeah.
Until the seventh episode.
Because he's normal.
Yeah. I was paying attention to his name.
He's supposed to be real smart.
He's a great hacker. Fucking genius.
The hacking
mini-game. Which is why I was thinking he's going to do something fucked up in Vault 31. Or he is going to go to sleep.
I think he's going to fucking go to the surface.
You think he can get out from there? I was thinking he might be able to do a hostage type situation with the fucking brain, because the brain can't do a lot.
And that's Bud. Remember Bud from the pre-war section?
Oh, yeah. It's Bud. Yeah, Bud. I forgot about that. That's great. Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, did you see the subtitles that call him Brain on a Roomba?
They do?
In the subtitles, he's called Brain on a Roomba.
I was about to say that, Norm, kick him. He's just a little Roomba.
He is.
He's
just
a glorified Roomba.
He is literally a Roomba.
He's so brain on bad. A Roomba. He's a brain on a Roomba. I do love it, though.
Who has
he's
been like, alive for activate. 200 years.
How does he keep himself clean?
Crazy. That's the thing about him. He's crazy. Now.
I mean, he's got to be.
Because isolation for 200, he talks to them when he releases them, and that's it.
Yeah. And that's it, unless they've been compromised.
And that's probably never happened.
Never.
So no
communication. And then all of a sudden, Betty came in. But this isn't Betty.
Wait, you're not Betty.
You're only half Hank McClane. And I was like, that's fucked up, man. That's real fucked up. You can't even say his fucking name. But it makes sense. He doesn't know who he is.
Coolest line in the whole show was when the ghoul shot Hank in the face and was like, would you like another autograph, young Henry?
Oh my God, that was the fucking best. Also, I did not know she could shoot right underneath the armor and it would kill. That was fucking awesome.
That's why I think
he had such high luck.
Exactly.
Because he has to have it because it's the only way he's gotten out of all these situations.
Not just that. No one in that room turned their fucking flashlight on.
Correct.
They all have headlamps with flashlights, and none of them turned them on.
You are right. Well, the squires did not.
The squires had
flashlights. They didn't even have pit boys, but they did have. They should have
flashlights on their guns. They might. They may not have.
I don't know because the squires that we saw had 9mm, and the 9mm that they had did not have any flashlights that I saw.
You mean 10mm?
Oh, 10 mm. I'm sorry. 10
mm. 9mm in New Vegas, which we'll probably see in the show.
That's what I'm hoping for, but my bad. The 10 mm.
Learn your lore. I'm dumb.
I didn't see a flashlight on any of them, but I could be wrong. Hey, I've been wrong before.
They may not have, but they should have had some kind of flashlight.
You were right. And there were still two power armor guys right there.
The knights.
Headlamps.
The knights for sure should have had fucking their headlamps.
The knights aren't very good. Knight Titus was a piece of shit.
Well, yeah.
He was. He fucked up. He told the squire to go in there. And then when he couldn't do anything because the bear bit his gun because he was too damn close.
Oh, fuck.
It's away. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Hit glove. Come on now. Fist fight the damn bear, at least. You may not survive, but at least in the end, you'd go out with a little bit of dignity.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off.
Yeah, Knight Titus sucked. This is all your fault, you know? You know that? How is it Maximus' fault? That's the one thing. It was not Maximus' fault that Knight Titus died. Well, that is a lie. He left him to die. It's not Maximus' fault that Titus got mauled by a bear. That's Titus' fault.
Correct. That it's Titus' fault. Especially since he landed before he was supposed to, dumb fuck.
I'm bored, I want to shoot some.
And yet, he didn't.
Yep, he didn't.
But Maximus did.
Yeah.
Now, I have to admit this, dumb on Knight Titus' part for not only calling him a dumb fuck, but just telling him all the things they're going to fucking do to him when they get back. I mean, are you really wanting to die? You're playing with your life here.
Literally, this guy is supposed to save you. I just want to know how Maximus got Titus out of the armor.
I have no idea how he flipped that bitch over.
That's the only thing.
I have no idea because you see him with the chains. Is that just
like a pulley system basically? Like
using a tow truck? The back of the tow truck, I think.
Yeah, he's using an old tow truck winch and pulling it up with it, yeah.
So if that was close, then yeah, I could obviously see that. But like
yeah. Try to talk a little quieter. Oh, I'm getting your echo in real bad.
My bad. You can always tell me. My bad.
Yeah, that's why I was letting you know. I'm hearing it. I was letting you know.
But, yeah, I don't know how he flipped it over.
That's one thing. I think that's the only thing that they need to address.
They also have to address the power armor suit sound. It does not make a sound when Hank gets in the power armor, stands up, then it makes a sound when he's walking around and starts talking to him. It's... I get it. Maybe they were trying to focus in.
Yeah.
I get that. But there was still stuff going on in the background. You should have heard the sound of at least power armor opening up. That's it. That's all I wanted to hear. Wait,
does it make the Fallout 4 sound?
Like it does. It does. The chink.
The, like, because how it hisses when it opens and shit in Fallout 4.
I don't know if it hisses. I know it does the bunch of mechanical noises, so we should have heard the clanging. Does it hiss, though? I don't think it hisses, because the only time I think it hisses was when he got cut, but that was because that was a faulty in it, which
he... Well, he cut the fucking oxygen cord or something like that, and it started, like...
He fixes that.
Yeah, he does.
He does fix that? Okay, I must have missed that in something.
Yeah, he fixes it. He fixes it when he's fighting the raiders beforehand. That's why he goes to fix that hose and that little piece that he gets welded together.
Oh, that was the... Okay. I thought he actually cut one of the hoses. I didn't realize severed the piece for the hose. Okay, yeah. My bad. He knows a lot about the fucking...
Well, he wore it.
Well, he wore the T-45.
He thinks he's basically the same thing.
It's just upgraded. That's true, because Bud literally told him that.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing, but upgraded. So he's just like, I wonder if they ever fixed a little mechanical block.
And they know, they didn't, because Bud fucking sucks.
So what I also find funny is the last knight who died, he had no head when he walked in that room. So the last shot he had in that revolver was explosive.
Yeah.
Second to last shot, because he shot
him. Well, that's why I think he did. I think he alternates rounds in his revolver. Some explosive, some not. Like,
did you see his belt buckle?
No, I didn't pay
attention. If you pay attention, they're all different. They all have something different on it. And I was like, oh, that's so freaking cool. Because you see him, he actually takes the individual ones and he'll put them in the gun. Awesome. And it's pretty sick. If you do notice them, I don't know exactly how different they are, but some of them are chocolate shell, but a lot of them have like different pieces of shit in it, but it all looks dangerous or explosive.
I just love how he was under. I want to know who the Don guy was that had him underground for fucking 30 years.
How did he live down there without that shit?
He had the drop of it. That was what that fucking IV bag was.
I forgot that was in the whole scene. I completely forgot about that. Damn. He was down there for 30 years. Was he just resupplying that shit?
I guess so. Because every couple of years, the guy would dig him up, cut pieces of him off, I guess, and fuck with him, and then put him back. That's what he said. That's what the bandit guy said. The guy that recruited him was.
Sorry. I should have rewatched the first episode before I watched every other one afterwards, because I kind of forgot a little bit of it. But at the same time, when you're saying it, I remember it now, and it's like, oh yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Because he was like, is he feral? He's like, well, see, feral ghouls can't stand chickens.
He picks up the chicken and holds it. He picks up the chicken and holds it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a man. I love that guy.
I knew immediately that it was going to be fucking Cooper from the opening of the bomb and shit from when it went off, just because I seen the promotional stuff and everything for it. But the way they were supposed to introduce it to everyone else was when he was like, us cowpokes, we just take it as it comes. Same thing he said to his daughter right before the bombs blew up.
Oh, okay. So that was the big reveal.
That was supposed to be the big reveal. Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
But I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah. I thought.
As soon as he started using that lasso, I was like, oh, that's lasso man. Like, look at him. That's go.
Lasso boy. Yeah. Because at the time, we didn't know his name.
Yeah. Cooper Howard.
Cooper Howard.
I just love that he loves the dogs so much that he'll spy on his wife. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Todd Howard, Cooper Howard, yeah, he's cheeky. He's also the executive producer.
I saw that, fucking yeah.
Piece of shit.
I finally read the credits and I was like, fuck me. I'm not mad about them because it's a great show. They did perfect on it. I highly recommend y'all watching this. Y'all get the chance, if y'all haven't.
Also, spoilers, I guess.
Spoilers already. We were just going right into it, because this is probably what the episode's all going to be about.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is what's on.
I have a lot of theories about it and stuff. Like, I want to know why... Okay, so they did confirm that Fallout New Vegas is canon. 100%. Okay, that's fine.
You want some ASMR? That's what I was asking.
Oh, heck.
That was actually really good.
My dick is hard. Speaking of hard, you want to get some food after this?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I got the munchies bad.
Yeah. Anyway, they did confirm that all of Fallout New Vegas is canon. So Fallout New Vegas takes place in 2281, if I remember right. This show takes place in 2184 or 5 or something like that. So it's a few years after New Vegas.
Yeah.
And the fall of Shady Sands just means the collapse of it. Like, it started declining. The nuke didn't go off.
It didn't go off. It was
until
just...
until after Fallout New Vegas.
That was interesting. I saw in the timeline, I thought that was interesting because then it led to the bombs. And I was like, yeah, huh. So did it decline by itself, or did he really go in there and he fuck it all up?
Wait, hold on. I messed up the time. The show doesn't take place in 2184 or something. It takes place in like 2190 something, I think.
I think you're thinking of something else. 2184. I feel like I know that number.
2180,
on a sign. I feel like I've seen that on a sign. Wasn't that on the sign of Shady Sands?
Maybe.
Shady Sands?
I think so.
Wasn't that when it was established?
No.
Shady Sands. Not established. There was still
Shady Sands.
Why was there... There was some... You brought up a number. What is that number for? Fuck, I can't remember.
Yeah, 2184 may have been when Shady Sands was established. Because 2280s is when we're at. We're in the
22s. Yeah, it's 200 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so 2184 may have been when it was established.
Was it 2184?
Shady Sands is old.
I mean, I know that, but like, I wonder.
Because in Fallout 1, Shady Sands is the first town you go to when you leave the vault. Because there's a man there named Erebesh, and his daughter was taken by the Great Khan, and he sends you to go get her. And his daughter is Tandy. She becomes the first president of the NCR. She basically founds it.
Okay.
And keeps it running. So Erebesh, when you get his daughter back and shit, fucking they start like trading with other villages and stuff. And by Fallout 2, you're like the grandson of the character from Fallout 1.
Okay.
Or the granddaughter, whatever you play as.
Yeah.
But it's old enough to where they're dead. They started a tribe and shit. Like, and you're a tribal in that tribe.
I haven't played much of those
yet. Those are fun. They're super fun. They're also wacky. They're hard to play. They're hard to play.
I've seen people play them, and it's like...
That's better. It's better to watch people play them than actually play them, because they're hard.
It's hard for me to know what actually happens, though, in the story, because I've watched people play them, and they were just kind of doing, like, different things for the game.
The best one I found to watch the Fallout 1 and 2 ones are Oxhorn, because he goes through, when he does a video, he goes through everything you could do in that one town, and tells everything about it.
Oh my god, he is so fucking good. Yeah. I love his buttery sweet voice. It is so fun. He's actually the reason why I got him involved.
That or TKS Mantis is another good name.
Yes! Yeah, I actually know him too. The reason why I got into the vault was... Hold on, let me...
Because fucking... Yeah, and then... Because, dude, the original lore is wacky for Fallout. Like, you know what the original mission of the Enclave was? Or the Vault Tech was? For fucking... A vault to be made. All the vaults were made for resource gathering and shit, so they can build a spaceship to settle another planet in space.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Like, they were working with the Enclave and shit to do that.
Yeah.
That's why Enclave had their oil rig. They were building rockets and shit, like working on rockets and shit out there.
Vault Tech was working on resources and
shit. Build a fucking like rocket ship to colonize another planet.
Cryotechs, stuff like that, just to make sure that they could make it safely to another planet.
Every vault.
And I thought that was interesting because the cryotech was just for the fact that they could keep someone for a long amount of time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are aliens. So very possibly they also wanted to go in space, which I didn't know they wanted to go in space until you told me.
Yeah. Because fucking dude, it's wild. I think when Bethesda bought Fallout IP from Interplay, they changed up a lot of things. But the original, like, the way that Interplay was doing fucking Vault Tech and shit was every one of their vaults had a purpose, and it was for testing how space travel would be on humans. Like, fucking population control and shit like that. Societal control with the experiments on society, the freezing,
the farming,
all
the
that.
Water, every one of them the water had a purpose. Chip. Yeah, you are right.
That's how every single one of them had a purpose, and it was for space travel.
Not just being fucked up.
No, and then when Bethesda bought it. They're like, we're just going to make fucking WoW, which is fun. I prefer it that way.
I do prefer it too.
I prefer the way they're taking Vault Tech, which is like, hey, we made a lot of money, but also
millions of dollars.
These are really expensive to do, so let's sell these to corporations so they can do whatever the fuck they want with people.
They were a $1 trillion company when they made the vaults, and then they sold the vaults. I wonder how much fucking money they were at that point. I wonder how much money Vault Tech had before the bombs dropped.
Like, they had like more money than right the U.S. government,
you know?
Because they owned that. Basically the U.S. government.
That's how I work with my enclave so well.
Well, yes. Enclave was a different faction in the U.S. government, though, pre-war.
They're basically what we call
the deep state in our real world.
Yeah, you can't touch them.
Yeah, they're like the fucking higher up, like people who just know shit, who already knew about the aliens, because the Zetans were already fucking with people beforehand.
Okay. I mean,
for God's sakes. In Fallout 3 in Mothership Zeta.
Yes!
There's a cowboy. There's a samurai. There's a fucking astronaut. There's a dude from Anchorage who was like, I was in the war. I was in Alaska fighting these Reds.
Wait.
And then an alien got me. There's a little girl from like the 50s, I think.
I think so. I don't remember what she...
She's more just the fact, like, I'm a kid.
Yeah, she can fit in small places. I remember that much. I don't remember what else she can do.
That's only thing she could do. That's literally what the whole DLC was for. Yeah.
I remember that.
It's for her just going to fit in small spaces.
But the reason why I got in the vaults was Vault 22.
I don't remember which one that is.
The grass experiment.
Oh, yeah, where they in Fallout New Vegas, where the plant people.
Yeah. That one was fucked up, and I love it so much. It's one of my favorite, Lord.
One of my favorite is got to be the man with the puppet.
The like, puppet is... Oh,
that was
so perfect.
That was a comic they made for Fallout 3 before it was released. And it is so fun. In Paradise Falls in Fallout 3, you can actually find a holotape of Raider being like, yo, don't touch that jumpsuit. He will come back
for you can have his jumpsuit. You can wear the motherfucker's jumpsuit. They're like,
don't touch that fucking jumpsuit. He will come back for it and kill you.
I always thought it would have been funny if there was like some hidden Easter egg in the game. If you wore that suit long enough, he would eventually come back and kill you.
And he'd try
like,
to
you
kill you.
See a man with like a puppet on his hand, and he would try and kill you. That would be awesome.
He has a puppet on his hand and a few in his inventory when he dies.
Yeah, like, oh, well, no, he can't. Ant. He killed the other puppets. Fuck. It would be cool, though.
Wait, no, is there not one left with him? Mm-mm. Did he kill them all?
It's just one. It's the one on his hand. That one killed them all. He killed them all.
There was the king, Vault Boy.
King died first.
Yeah, because the king died. And he
the
thought
king
Vault,
is dead!
He thought Vault Boy did it, but Vault Boy was like, you did it.
Who did it?
You kill people.
He left them. Yeah, he didn't kill them all. He left them. He wanted to save them. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, he was like, we're too dangerous to be with them.
And he rides an ant.
Yes, that was pretty cool. That's so random.
I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know if it's his schizophrenic brain being like, bro, I'm riding an ant.
I don't know. He was talking to a ghoul. Like, he was sitting by a fire talking to a ghoul. Because I was like, so how's it dead? So, like, that's my life for me. I've been in a vault for, like, I can't remember how long he says, a couple years.
Yeah.
I can't remember how long it is. How's your life? And the ghoul's just sitting there like it's supposed to be a joke, of course. Yeah. But, like, still, he's talking to a ghoul, so I don't know.
Mm.
I couldn't tell you if the ant thing was a hallucination.
I think so.
It might be because he does you the rock throwing thing. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Pretty sure he does the rocks and grenades, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
To scare people, which is hilarious.
Maybe he thinks they're actual explosions, like the whole pyro thing from TF2, where he thinks it's rainbows and everything, flowers, sunshine, daisies.
What's going on in your head?
And then in reality, he's burning everyone.
But I want to know, I think, okay, back completely on topic with
the whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we went into the lore.
I think that since Fallout New Vegas is still canon, so that means that Mr. House still... I know, I talked with my hands like
I know,
that.
It's fun. I'm like, there's Vegas, there's Vegas Mr. House. Mr. House.
So Vegas is still canon. Mr. House was at that meeting with all the executives.
Yeah, was he the Robocall?
Robco.
Robco. Robco. Yeah, Robco.
Robco is his company.
So How does he get turned into a robot? I want to see that.
He turns himself into it.
I want to see
so he can survive.
That'd be pretty cool.
So that means, I think that means that he didn't agree with how Vault-Tec was going to run the vaults. So he pulled out.
That would make sense because he's not
war. He needs the platinum chip pre-war because that's going to fully set up Vegas' defenses so he can protect the whole city instead of just the strip like he does in the game. Because the platinum chip gets developed and it's supposed to be delivered to him a day later. Bomb dropped the day. The day is finished. Courier doesn't get to make it to him next day. He doesn't get it until 200 years later. So he's only able to shoot. There's 25 nukes fired at Vegas. He shoots down 22. Three still hit the city. And he protects the strip. Like, he's able to keep the strip running and fully good. So he has the Lucky 38 and the other casinos.
Yeah.
And there's a vault inside Vegas as well. I forget about this. There's a vault in Vegas.
Does he have that one?
Yeah, he owns it now, but he didn't.
So he had to
He had to take it over. And when he did, he sealed the fucking thing off. That's in Vegas lore. I forget about this. There's a chick, and I don't remember what vault it is. I gotta play Vegas.
He's the one that you can talk to. Oh, fuck, I don't remember her name, but you can talk to, you can sleep with her. I'm pretty sure you can sleep with her because she offers services.
If you have her high perception, a perception, you can see that she's scared to leave her vault.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a picture of the Lone Wanderer's dad in there. So people are like, oh my god, that's the Lone Wanderer. No, I think that's just an Easter egg that they put in there.
It could be.
And also reusing assets.
Correct.
They literally reuse so many assets from 3 to New Vegas because it's the same exact engine. Like, it's the same game, basically.
100%. Just better story. I can agree with you.
Just better story and a little bit better mechanics, but it's the same game. Like...
iffy on the better mechanics, but yes,
well, in terms of like the reputation and system that they have with the factions, like how
I thought you meant like the mechanics of the game.
No, the mechanics are the exact same.
Okay, I thought you meant like a little bit better mechanics. I'm like,
yeah, it is a little bit better mechanics because they have that mechanic.
Ah, well, I see. So lore. So like Destiny 2.
Yeah, basically. But
oh my god. Fallout New Vegas is the Destiny 2 of Fallout 3.
Oh, God.
Ooh. That hurts.
That does kind of
hurt. That does kind of hurt. I never thought about them before. It's a great fucking game. They're both great games, but that does kind of hurt.
So, I bet... would have
been better if Fallout 3 was Fallout New Vegas.
I bet that the fucking vault that's in Vegas was the one that they built for house and gave the house.
It had to have been. Either that...
didn't like what they were going to do or something like that.
Or he pulled out because he had a different idea.
Or he was like...
the robot thing.
Yeah, because he wanted to basically... because he also helped build Liberty Prime.
Yeah. Didn't he also make the... wouldn't he have helped build the brain guys in that other weird place?
Big MT. I don't think he had anything to do with that.
No,
Big MT was there though. That fat dude with the white hair, he was the representative of the Big MT.
Oh, okay.
But it's called Big Mountains stupid. Research Facility or something like that. But it's called the Big MT in New Vegas because fucking a nuke hits them and blows up the not a nuke. They're doing some science experiment and blew up the fucking mountain. So it's just a crater. Like, it used to be a mountain. It used to be Big Mountain Technologies or something like that. The Big MT. M space period T.
Okay.
Big Mountain Technologies facility. But they call it the Big Empty.
Because there's nothing there.
There's a goddamn crater there. Because they blew up the fucking mountain with their science and shit. Dude, they did weird, wacky fucking shit there. That's how nice sockers are made.
Oh!
They literally splice fucking rattlesnake DNA with a goddamn coyote.
So that's where they did it.
Yeah.
Well, they're gone now, so they can't do it anymore, but they already did it, them dumb fucks.
They did it after the war, because the scientists were held up there.
Can we just kill them now? Big empty. They're empty in their brains.
Well, the reason why they did so many fucked up experiments is because the fluid that the brains in the jars are kept in causes them to go crazy after it being exposed in there for a while.
Because no one can clean it. I thought there was a problem with that.
I think that's the way it's designed, is it just causes insanity over time. Like, there's no explanation. It's just how it is. The fluid in the jar deteriorates your brain over time, so it causes you to go a little crazy. So they keep all of their intelligence. Well, relatively all of their intelligence.
I'd say all their intelligence, but they're not wise.
They're so goddamn retarded. They are
wise.
They're geniuses. Intelligence level genius. They're retarded. Like,
no wisdom. No wisdom. Zero wisdom. Negative wisdom.
Zero.
Ooh. So, hey, that would be an interesting thing for D&D.
That would be
insane, and it goes to negative wisdom.
That would be a great fucking D&D character. A wizard who's a wild mage sorcerer with fucking, because bad thing is sorcerers use your wisdom modifier for your spells. Mm-hmm. So you have like low wisdom, like 8 wisdom, something super low, like 5.
Right.
Like 4 wisdom. You're fucking crazy. 18 intelligence. You're a goddamn genius. But you're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy. Just a little crazy.
You're goddamn crazy.
We're at 2 on the wisdom scale here.
Yeah. 2 wisdom. 20 intelligence.
20 intelligence. Hey, I see what you did here. I see. So what you're saying is...
So he's sitting there looking at a castle.
He's like, no, I can do 2 plus 2.
He's sitting there looking at a castle going, man... The architect's amazing on this thing. It looked beautiful. That's all going on in his head. Like, oh, it's so pretty and beautiful. Someone comes up and goes, oh, Gorbash, what are you thinking about? Building pretty. Craig.
It's Craig. That's what I was about to say. It's Craig.
Tell her you think she looks nice.
You have to help us.
I'm just like, wait.
Close enough.
I'm the conductor of the boot train.
Oh. He's a great fucking character. But back on topic anyways.
So I think that Hal's pulled out of the Vault-Tec experiments because he didn't like it. Because he seems like a kind of good guy in Vegas. Like, he's not a bad guy. He genuinely wants to help the city.
Yeah, that's why he shot down 22. Hmm?
Yeah, I think 22 is what his defense system was able to stop.
That's a lot of fucking nukes.
A lot of nukes.
Think about 22 nukes coming down on one fucking spot. That's a lot of spots.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's a lot of nukes.
I think like over 1,000 nukes were fired during the Great War.
I'm surprised there weren't more by this time. Or like, because Fallout lore is fucked up, there weren't more.
Like, I think there may have been, but I think like over 1,000 were fired. Because dozens hit cities. Like,
oh, of course. Cities. Yeah. That's okay. Why everything's just... obliterated.
I don't remember how many were dropped in Washington. I think like 15 or 16 hit the D.C. area. Just Washington, D.C. area.
Christ. Well, that makes sense why we're walking across this lonely fucking desert of a plane in the show. I mean, they are walking across California. There's nothing there.
And they do scale so well. The games have a problem with the scale, like, because they can't show it that well.
No.
Like, who's going to want to spend 3 hours walking across nothing?
I would. It's bad.
Death Stranding, the game. The walking simulator with fucking Norman Reedus from Walking Dead.
Alright, well then I guess I'll have to play.
But they show scale so well. Because there's just nothing.
There's just nothing. It seems like they're just traveling for fucking ever. It doesn't seem like anything takes a short amount of time. It doesn't seem like that at all.
Fucking hell, man. I want to know what happened with Robco. Also, I don't think Vault-Tec dropped the bombs. Because here's my thing.
I don't know. I want to say that's true, but at the same time, it could be 100% that the aliens might have dropped the bomb. Well, like you were thinking with that one theory.
Well, the theory about the aliens is that they send signals that tricked China and America into thinking that each other respectively fired at each other first, so they both launched all their nukes at the exact same time.
Jesus.
The exact same time. Because America got signals that China fired first. China got signals that America was fired
first.
And they just...
they did. Everyone else did.
Obliterate. I think only them two launched at each other.
Really?
And I think their allies got all hit in crossfire. Like, I'm not sure I could be wrong. I don't think Fallout lore really goes into other countries
besides China and...
Yeah, China and America.
I never thought about that before, honestly, besides... Yeah, they just say reds. They don't normally say, besides China, which reds. They never say that there's a Russia
The only other... I think Russia has been absorbed by China at this point because China invaded Alaska through the Bering Strait.
I forgot about that shit.
Like, they came through Russia to invade Alaska. So I think that...
I guess they are just gone.
I think the USSR got absorbed by China. And China is just, like, in charge.
You think that China just has all of Middle East?
All of Asia, for sure.
100%.
I think they 100% have all of Asia.
And they probably have... I wouldn't be surprised if they have all of fucking Africa, too.
Yeah, they probably...
Africa would, like, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I feel like if China could take over all of that part, Africa wouldn't be a problem.
Well,
I don't know.
Have to think about
how things relate.
In history, this takes place.
Yeah.
American history is basically the exact same up until we drop the nukes on Japan.
Yeah.
And then it diverges.
So,
at that time, Africa, most African countries were still colonies.
They got power armor. They got T-45. I mean, yeah, the Chinese had something like that, didn't they? They had a similar thing. We have an Alaskan DLC.
The winterized power armor, that's what helped us win Alaska.
Oh, so...
Was power armor.
So they didn't?
I don't think China had any kind of power armor.
Interesting.
They had stealth suits. The Chinese stealth suits would make them invisible.
That's what it was. That's what I was wondering. Okay, it's the stealth suit.
Yeah. Okay. They had the stealth suits that made them invisible.
Instead of stealth boy, is there a stealth suit?
Yeah, they had full suit.
That's pretty cool, though. Vault Tech decided to take that up, though.
Yeah, they had... I wonder who made the stealth boys, actually. That's a good question.
Makes me think of Vault Tech, because stealth boy.
Yeah. Vault boy. Which is hilarious at Coop. Little awkward thumbs up in the origin of...
The thumbs up. What if I do a thumbs up? Go for it, Coop.
You called him Coop. I don't remember. But see, that's why... back to what I was saying. That's why I don't think Vault-Tec dropped the bombs. Is I don't think his wife, who talked about dropping the bombs, would allow them if her daughter was at some goddamn birthday party with her dad.
That's what I was thinking. Like, in my head, I'm like... If she's the one who's dropping the bombs, why would she drop the bombs on them? But at the same time, what if she can't control that?
True. Did you notice, though, she got a message on her Pip-Boy, looked up at the corner. That's the Enclave, I think. That's pre-war Enclave.
That has to be
the deep state.
The deep state, yeah.
Either that or that's an alien.
Deep slate. The deep slate. We're digging down here, boys.
Either that or she's working with aliens. And that was a Zeta.
And that was Zeta in disguise. Yeah, that could be. You are onto a theory there.
Could be. I could be 100% wrong.
Yeah, that's what. I thought it was very interesting when she did do that because I was thinking at that moment. Oh wait, is she picking up the transmitter?
That's what I thought.
And then wait, no, she looked up, and I'm like, okay, something's going on here. He's telling her to get them back on track.
What we're supposed to be doing is bombing, which I want to know. Why? That's the ultimate thing is why bomb? Like, why?
Why? Well, it seems to be that we're all products.
At the end of the day,
At the end of the day, we're all products, like that one guy said to Hank.
Yeah.
Coop. Like that one guy said to Coop.
At the bar?
When he's at the pool.
Yeah.
The guy who's Mr. Handyman.
Cosworth,
I'm sorry. The guy who plays him.
I am Bartholomew Codsworth at your service.
I don't even remember his name.
He played a character called Bartholomew Codsworth, and he sold that voice.
Oh, really?
To General Atomics, who made the Mr. Handys and shit.
Okay, that's what it was.
Voice of Mr. Handy.
I just thought he sold his voice.
Yeah, that's
what I just thought it was. I didn't realize that he said that it was Bartholomew Codsworth. I didn't realize he was Codsworth.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think. They made the character that he played be Barth because he's talking to Coop at the pool. He's like, he does the voice for the girls. Bartholomew Codsworth at your
service.
It's a character he played in the movie. So I think he used that voice.
Okay.
And they
okay.
used Codsworth and his little Easter egg to follow it for.
Oh, that's cute.
Because yeah. Codsworth is a good boy. Codsworth,
awesome.
Now, anytime I play a character, like a female character in Fallout 4, Codsworth is usually my main companion.
Why?
Because it just makes sense. That was her robot. She's home alone all day with her kid and her little guy.
Okay. I got you.
Nate's out in the VFW doing fucking VFW things.
War never changes.
That's what he's doing. Practicing for his speech.
And then she said, because war never changes. Yep. And I'm like,
she said the thing.
You said the line. You said it.
I felt like Peter in the movie.
Oh, she's out there. It only would have been better if they said,
oh, this is what happens when you have Fallout 4.
Doves start flying everywhere. Everyone starts going crazy.
Or when Hank goes to Vegas, he goes, man, it really looks like Fallout hit this new Vegas.
He said the thing! No, he just got there and looked at it and went,
yeah. Man, he's gonna have a wicked fucking scar across his face from getting shot in the fucking face.
I cannot believe that he didn't do worse than that motherfucker. I can't
to ask him a question.
I know, but I can't believe he blew a hole. Didn't blow a hole through his jaw. He had those bullets are fucking huge, man.
He
grazed that dude. He really wanted to talk to him.
He wanted young Henry to answer his question.
I waited 200 years. Ask me where my fucking family is.
He's like, I waited 200 years to ask somebody this question. Where's my fucking family? Oh, chilling.
And he just power jumps. Well,
he flies away. Jetpack.
Side of jetpack is little rocket glove. I find that awesome that he's they went from the jetpack to the rocket gloves because I think that kind of makes sense that they would have that built in. But at the same time, those things are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
How heavy?
Their
power armor.
Oh, I'm sure they're powerful.
Like how heavy is power armor? Is what I'm saying.
Heavy.
That's what I'm saying. Those things are like this big. Granted, the glove is huge, but still, compared to the glove, think about that. Yeah.
I think fucking if you just hold your hand up and go rocket boost, it just it's gonna melt somebody's fucking face as you fly away. Because it's got to be some
nice
powerful rocket to lift them up.
I know it has to be.
I
bet they can control it too.
Did you notice the comparison in scenes between Monty Python and the Holy Grail and the Squire and fucking the Knights Walking? It looked so similar to me. When fucking...
Which scene?
One of the Squires in Monty Python and the Holy Grail is carrying all the fucking package and shit and Arthur's just walking along. That's basically what he did to the nut. That's what Thaddeus and shit had to do. They had to carry that giant ass
bag. I didn't think about that at all, but honestly, you are 100% correct. They are horses. They are glorified horses who don't have to play coconuts. What's funny is how big those fucking bags are, and what's hilarious is I think there's only one fucking gun in it.
There's a gun and then like health supplies, ammo, probably food, probably extra fuel.
Rations,
cores.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I wonder how long they are normally out there.
It's probably, I'd say a week worth of rations. Easily.
At least a week or two.
Yeah. I also love how Thaddeus just left his fucking bag in that car. Where he put the dog in the fucking...
It's gone now.
He put the bag in the car.
Well, it was kind of fucking heavy. I don't blame him.
He had a fucked up foot.
He doesn't have to eat anymore. So it doesn't really matter.
We don't know what Thaddeus is. That's another mystery that
he's
needs to be explained.
Or at least it seems
that's
like
what
it.
Maximus thought, but Maximus doesn't know everything.
It's true. It could not be a ghoul because that was interesting that spawned to me.
Don't regenerate.
They don't regenerate. Wait a minute.
Don't regenerate.
That's a good point.
The ghoul had to sew his fucking finger back on. Ghouls don't regenerate. That's not a ghoul thing. You know the only thing that regenerates you is Lorenzo's Cabot. In the fucking Cabot House quest line, he had his blood. It can be made into a serum that can make you live forever, basically. That's why his kids are still alive post-war. He's been around since 1860s, but he got some weird fucking alien artifact on his head when he was doing an expedition in the desert.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's a weird fucking story,
yeah,
man.
Lorenzo, he was an archaeologist in like the 1860s, And Jack was his son. Like, Jack was alive then too.
Yeah.
And his dad went to the Arukaribi Desert in fucking, I don't know how to say it properly, somewhere in Africa or something like that, or in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And was exploring ancient ruins, or maybe in Egypt, and found this ancient alien crown thing and put it on his head. And came back to
America. So fucking funny with that.
Came back to America and stuff and wouldn't take it off. Started going crazy. Then he eventually killed like fucking 4 or 5 people. And his kid locked him up in parts of the insane asylum. He was doing experiments, trying to figure out how to fix his dad. Found out his blood could be used to make him younger, keep his aging process from being going. He did that for his whole family.
I forgot about
that. So his whole family's from the 1800s.
He's like a god.
They're the oldest people in fucking Fallout. Basically. Yeah, his dad is basically, he can fucking levitate and shit. Yeah. Like, he can use sonic abilities and fucking shit.
Okay, that's what he's using. Okay.
He teleports.
He can teleport too? I thought he could.
It's not confirmed. Or is it?
Maybe he's just really fast.
It's not confirmed. But if you free him from the insane asylum, because he wants to go kill his family for locking him up.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, go, I'll meet you there. You go into the house, he's already upstairs. He comes in walking from upstairs. The family doesn't even know he's there yet.
Or did he climb through a window?
he ran there super fast.
I think you're right with the teleporting thing. It's gotta be dramatic.
He's sitting there like, oh, the door opened. Hey, family.
Imagine that shit, though. Like, legitimately, to do that in real life? Yeah, you have to climb up there.
He's a psychopath, so I can see him doing that. Him just being like, go, soul survivor. I'll meet you there. Sees you walking out the door, just jumps out of a window and fucking sprints, full-fledged to that. He's like, I gotta beat this motherfucker.
I'm gonna beat the Lord Survivor. Soul survivor. I'm sorry. If you run fast enough, though, like in the game, you'll get there just in time to see him climbing through the window. Like, you can never get there to stop him, but you can always see him climbing through the window.
He's upstairs. Oh, God. Oh, you gotta be cool.
Oh, let's shit, go. There's a dog.
Dog meat.
But anyway, that's the time I got a dog again. Wait, are you going to live forever?
Jack, I said no dogs.
We can make a dog live forever because of this motherfucker. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a good question because ghouls are made with radiation.
Yeah.
Not don't regenerate. With what he gave him.
Piss water is what it looked like. It could have been FEV.
What's FEV?
FEV is forced evolutionary virus. That's what made super mutants. But the only problem with that is, to be that, you get dipped into a vat of it.
Yeah.
But a concentrated dose straight into the gut because he drank it, didn't he? Or did he take a shot?
He took it. He inhaled
it. Oh, yeah. He took an inhaler.
It wasn't even that he drank it. He inhaled the whole, like, water. Mm-hmm. It went in his lungs. So that shit.
It could have been FEV. And it could be, you know, switching up how FEV is, which.
Switching it up, or maybe there's an even higher concentrated version.
Yeah, it's just pure concentrate. It could just be something else, like something
that
else. I thought Thaddeus was high at first.
When his foot healed, I was completely confused. Yeah, I'm like, wait, he's gotta be a ghoul. He's gotta be a ghoul, cause the ghoul before, he keeps getting shot. He's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you never see the bullet wounds, but then I think about it, I'm like, yeah, he had a sew on his finger. They cut off pieces of him from time to time.
But the,
in 3 years.
The
so,
reason why
clearly,
the ghoul doesn't really feel the pain is because your nerves are all dead.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that could hurt him is his head.
That's why he didn't like getting hit in the head with a fucking shotgun.
Yeah.
That's why he did. We never get to see him kill a president.
Was he the president?
Yeah, he called himself the president. Yeah.
The Gilbert's
bit. You're president now. Oh, I thought that sounded right. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Of the government. Which, man, him just insulting people is hilarious. He's like, yeah, I killed him. He was a bitch, and so are you. It's like, God damn, dude.
Coop, like, you're insane.
He's like, he's going to grab that gun. He's going to try to shoot me, and I'm going to shoot with him.
But to be fair, he's been alive for so long.
He doesn't
care.
He knows how to read people. That's what I love. He knows.
He really does.
And he was an actor before, so his whole job was kind of like reading people and seeing how they do and seeing how to act.
Hey, when was New Vegas' war? What time period was that? You remember?
2280 something.
2280.
In the 80s.
in the 80s. So if 2184 in when Shady Sands, if that is the established date, and if I'm wrong, that's fine. If 2184 is the established date, then I don't even know that it might just be right into the house thing. I wonder if we will get to meet the courier.
Maybe.
Like the who you play as in New Vegas.
Probably not, because what they'll do, I think. Benny?
Yeah.
He's dead. Benny dies. I think canonically Benny dies.
I know he gets killed by you or canonically, yeah.
Caesar crucifies him.
So Caesar is already invaded by this point.
Yes, because 2277, I think, is like the first battle of Hoover Dam takes place in like 2275 or something like that.
Mm. Okay. That's a few years.
Yeah, like it's because the show takes place 10 years after Fallout 4. So whenever Fallout 4 takes place, which is,
I don't know. I can't remember.
2287, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I don't know. So 10 years after?
Let's see. I got a little timeline. But yeah, the show is 10 years after Fallout 4. I do know that much.
Well, if it is 2187, then it would be 2197. And that means...
Okay. Because the bombs dropped in 2277. Like, we know that. Or 2077, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 2077.
2077 is when the bomb...
I was gonna say Dory noises, but that works too. Cause she sounds like a whale. Did you know she can speak whale?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You can speak whale.
I can?
Yeah.
How?
Now you sound like a dog.
Okay.
What's up?
So Shady Sands, the city, is founded in 2098.
2098?
Yeah, the city itself. It doesn't become part, like, the head of the NCR.
But in 2098?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. 2098, that's, what, how many years after the bomb dropped? 10? Fuck.
Something like that.
Not 10. 70? 30.
Almost 30.
2098, 2077. Bombs dropped in 2077. I feel really stupid right now. 21 years. Thank you. Holy shit. 21 years after the bombs dropped?
The city was founded. Yeah, because it's from Vault Dwellers. They were Vault Dwellers who...
Founded Shady?
Yeah, I think it was their door that was faulty. They were the ones with the faulty door, so it just opened early and they just left.
Oh, that would actually make a lot of sense. So radiation wasn't bad then?
No.
Or at least not in that area where they established. I don't know.
The Fallout lore, the way they handle radiation has always been iffy.
That's a good point. It's hard to figure that out because there's ghouls and then there's not ghouls.
Yeah.
So clearly the
intense doses of radiation all at once will turn you into a ghoul. So like immediately when the bomb is dropped.
Oh no.
But afterwards.
No. How did the daughter die? She had to have been a ghoul.
That's one of my theories. I think Coop got his daughter to wherever his ex-wife was in a vault. And they were like, bye. And he's like, what the fuck? I thought I had a place too.
I can see that, but did you see where those bombs dropped?
Right there. Yep, so we don't know, but he's after his family. I don't think he cares that much about the wife.
I don't know.
I mean, I think he still loves her.
I don't know.
100%. But I think if he's looking for his family, his daughter's still alive.
I'm pretty sure because he says family. Clearly, it's got to be the
both
two of them.
Probably for both of them, yeah.
Yeah, because clearly he would love to see both.
The dog? The whole time he's like, where's my fucking dog?
Oh my god, a cryogenically frozen dog he's been looking for 200 years.
That's why he didn't get close to the
my fucking
CX dog. Whatever, because he called him dog meat.
Yeah, dog meat. Yeah, because he's like,
you ain't him.
You ain't him. But he still pets him.
Yeah.
Still pets him. That'd be funny because he's just a John Wick.
Basically.
That's a good point. He is just a John Wick in this kind of... Dude, he's ridiculously overpowered.
He literally starts spying on his wife because she tells him his dog can't come to the vault with them.
Well, that and the good vaults. There are good vaults. That kind of threw him off. But that didn't bother him as much as the dog.
The dog. He's like, right.
That man, dog no dogs?
As he's digging through the trash?
That was pretty funny.
He's like, fuck you, bitch. I want my dog.
Granted, he only did that after the whole meeting thing with that woman. But yes.
You are correct. I'm it was the fucking good vaults. What do you mean good vaults?
Yeah, like,
but
yeah.
I love how he's talking to the dog like no dogs in the vault.
Dogs in the
fuck vaults, that bitch. Dude.
And then he's sitting there thinking about it with a recorder because the dog's on his fucking lap and I'm like, he's thinking about it for the dog. He learned too much.
Yeah,
it is kind of interesting though, him trying to deal with meeting a fan and at the same time hearing, oh hey, we're gonna fucking end the world.
Okay, so in 2138, Robert House regains consciousness from being frozen. So he cryogenically froze himself in under Lucky 38. That's why he's in the tapped into the headquarters and shit. So he regains consciousness in 2138.
Did he do it in a vault? Is that his fault then?
The Lucky 38 may...
Since he had to take it over.
Maybe. Well, he was in the Lucky 38 when he regained consciousness. Like, he's in...
Oh, he's just... Oh, he's underneath it. Okay.
Yeah, he's underneath
the Lucky. So, then, never mind. I'm sorry.
But then he was, like, started conquering the strip and stuff.
Yeah, but he took it over, clearly. But, yeah. Like, he didn't... Clearly, he didn't own it.
No.
Before. So, it wasn't his. Either
so,
that,
they may have built it for him and then him be like, no, I don't want to be a part of y'all's fucked up experiments and shit.
He might have granted conscious, even though he had a fucked up experiment that he said. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty lame. They all spat off an experiment.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I do believe it was the MT guy. Don't think he said the experiment. I think it was just three of them.
I could
be wrong.
Did House say an experiment? Because House insulted the big MT guy.
I'm pretty sure he said
he insulted somebody.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He insults one of them.
Bud insults. Wait, no.
No, House insults somebody as he's putting out a cigarette. He's like, oh, of course you fucking... Oh, he's like, oh, he insults... I know who he insults. I don't remember who it is, but he insults him because of the Sarah Maldrey Casino. So he's like, you're the only one who can open a casino and lose money. Sierra Madre Casino.
The Sierra
House
Madre
owns
Casino.
The Lucky 38 already at this point.
Yeah. So he's clearly already owning the strip, pretty much. He's already had... Well, he has the defense system.
He's got the Lucky 38. Probably. He's probably working...
He's working on it clearly, but at the same time, he's like I was saying.
Because I think that meeting probably took place 5 or so years before the bombs actually dropped.
I don't know, the little girl's.
Oh yeah, she's around the same age.
It's hard to tell because of the little girl. Now, I can say that little girls, sometimes they don't really change much as they're growing up. But at the same time, normally, they do get taller, yeah. And their faces change, their hair gets longer.
I didn't think about that, because I was thinking that this meeting took place, Coop found out about it.
Found out about it, then arguments happen, they're divorced, they move on.
And then he loses, starting losing money.
Yeah.
And like a couple years later, he's reduced to doing children's birthday parties.
Is this a few months after?
It could be a few months, and she took every gun. And she's got good lawyers for working with Vault.
Vault Tech. I was thinking the same. I'm like,
also,
there's no way.
He's the face of Vault Tech, so he is going to fuck them over by stop being the face.
Yep.
And they're like,
so they gotta
we'll bury you.
Even though it didn't work very well, but now he's just a cowboy.
That's their form of burying him, reducing him to fucking childhood birthday parties to make ends meet.
Fair.
People accuse him of being a communist because they call him a fucking pick or whatever, a pike or some shit like that.
Oh,
a different term for a communist.
I forgot about that.
And the guy's like, still took my fucking money though.
Yep.
Like he's calling him a communist.
You think we're going to see him because he had a vault himself? That guy?
Maybe.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, I wonder if we're ever going to see that guy just like who shows up out of fucking nowhere. Cause I wonder if he was rich enough to have cryogen.
Coop maybe not. Thumbs up to him.
Thumbs up.
Shoving it in his fucking gun. Eye.
Oh, that would be funny. But
because he was like, yeah, do your thumbs up, Coop. Well, given the state of things, I don't really think I should do it. I think it's because Vault Tech doesn't allow him to anymore because copyright.
Yes. 100%. If they had a picture of it, they'd probably get and copyrighted. Also, he'd probably get sued.
It's also probably a bit of a personal thing.
Because he's like, no, I don't want to be involved.
I divorced my wife because of this fucking company and shit. Like, I'm done.
Please do the thumbs up.
And the daughter was like, well, why don't you do it, Dad? Well, that's grown-up stuff. Well, it's grown-up stuff because I bet it hurts your fucking feelings.
Uh-huh, because your wife dumb.
Because he clearly loved her.
Yeah, 100%. You could tell.
He'd never done ads before. And he's like, I'll do them because you asked.
Yeah.
Like, he's never done advertisement.
Not yet. He had house parties.
Threw a house party at his house without telling him.
Hey, he just wanted to go home and play with his wife.
Yep. He's like, I'm going to go home and fuck and have cocktails with my wife in a big old house. And she's like, there's a wrap-up party at our house.
Tonight.
And the only one that he wants to come is Mr. Codsworth.
Yeah. He's fucking awesome, though. He has his own show. It's kind of strange. He's a voice actor in the show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun, though.
I like the Grognak the Barbarian cartoon. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the fact that the drug dealers were watching the fucking cowboy show.
they're watching the cowboy show. He puts it in, says his Mexican line.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that Mexican line is.
Let's see here.
I can't think of it. He was ugly, though. That guy on the ground was ugly.
Your face.
Oh. Lucy had to kill Batman's mom. Martha's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm Martha. Oh, yeah. And also Superman.
Martha. I'm Martha.
Because Batman and Superman stopped fighting because they had the same mom's name. Isn't that cute?
That made me sad.
It's actually kind of gay, isn't it?
Yeah.
When I really think about it, kind of gay. It makes me want to slap Batman for not having stabbed him through the fucking throat.
Okay, interesting.
Because he clearly was going to win. Clearly.
Well, yeah, it's...
Clearly.
Batman.
I mean, yeah. Batman's always got to win.
So, in 2186 is when the NCR is formed.
2186?
Yeah.
That's 100 years for... Shit. Going down. Over 100 years.
Well, that's when the trial, that's when the Constitution is drafted and they have a trial.
Huh.
The actual NCR is formed in 2189, so just like 3 years later, they actually form.
Okay.
In 2198, Shady Sands becomes the capital of the NCR.
So clearly, the NCR was huge at one point. Like, it was humongous.
Oh, yeah. They had all of California, some into Mexico. They were moving into Nevada and shit. Like, they had a lot.
So Shady Oaks did get hit by a nuke. Shady Sands did get hit by a nuke. That's why there's that fucking crater.
Yeah, but that was after the war and shit.
Yeah, I know. That's after the war. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That was clearly a nuke.
Yes, okay. Either it's a nuke or a big-ass bomb.
I was about to say, like, a hydrogen bomb or something like that.
It's probably just a big-ass bomb. And I don't think it's an actual nuke. I think it was just a big-ass bomb.
No radiation. That makes sense.
It wasn't that. Well, and also fucking Maximus survived in a fridge.
So did Indiana Jones.
You know what? You got me there, actually. You know what? God damn it, Steven. You're right. Indiana Jones did it. Maximus can do it, too.
All
right.
I'm just going to say it. Indiana Jones can do it. Maximus can do it. He's pretty damn rich. Good for him.
Let's see here.
Also, he really didn't want to put down his popcorn to save Lucy. He was like, popcorn, Lucy.
She hasn't made my cock explode Lucy yet.
Puts down the popcorn, eats some, and walks away.
Well, that's why he wanted his cock to explode.
Intercourse, even though I don't know if he'll ever actually see her again until the end of the next series, because it might be one of those things where they do that. Oh, I actually had a question. Out of the two that we watched, could... I don't think you've watched the Halo series, have you?
No.
Okay. The Last of Us or Fallout? Which one would you watch again first? Not which one is your favorite, but watch again first.
Fallout.
Really?
Yes, because there's more I want to rewatch. To be fair, I've also watched The Last of Us again.
You have?
Because I watched it with Tara and Rosie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But
I watched some of that.
But yeah. I would more watch Fallout again, but in terms of a better adaptation, I think Fallout takes it again, too. The Last of Us was really good, too.
So, like, even if you didn't want to watch it again, like, just for all the stuff that you missed, like, which one would you pick first to watch again? Like, Fallout. If you saw both of them and it was, like, months afterwards.
Yeah, Fallout.
Fallout, 100%? Yeah,
The Last of Us makes me cry every episode. And I'm going to cry my eyes out every single episode. And I don't want to cry my eyes out every single episode.
Fair enough. Like, fair enough. Okay. It's amazing, but it's too emotional. Yeah. You're right. It rips your fucking heart out. Oh my God, that little boy.
Every episode.
Oh, it's another heart-wrenching thing.
Fucking Bill and Frank.
that whole episode hurt. Because I knew they were going to die.
And they
died. I knew they were going to die.
They died together, man.
How many pills you take? Enough to kill a horse.
A horse.
And I was like, oh my God, Frank, you're so cute. Going down with your Phil. My God. He wasn't going to let him die alone. And okay. I thought that was beautiful.
Let's see here.
Sometimes you need a man's butt. Man's booty.
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 Man's butt. Okay, so in 2250, Caesar declares himself the son of Mars, Rome's god of war.
Yeah. Rome's god of war. Ooh, I wonder if we'll see Rome in the God of War games. Anyway, continue with that.
Interesting.
I never thought about that before in my head until now, but sorry.
Fucking, what was I going to say?
I'm sorry.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
It was about the Caesar.
Because Caesar has fucking all of Mexico, Arizona, like all west. It's west of the fucking Colorado River. Is it the Colorado River? Remember, what river runs through the Hoover Dam?
Oh, fuck.
Because he owns all east of it.
I don't know what river runs through the Hoover Dam. Is that the, that's not the Mississippi River, is it?
No.
The Colorado River. I think you're right. Why isn't I? Well, phone not work. I think you can look it up faster than I can.
Well, I got a little fucking timeline pulled up here, sir. Things I'm going through with the timeline.
Oh, gotcha. Fair. There's too many things to go with on the timeline. There's a lot of lore to catch up on.
There is a lot.
Tons and tons. And that's not even including any of the vaults yet. I love the vaults. The vaults are the best.
2273 is when the NCR Rangers reach Hoover Dam. In 2274, Mr. House recruits Vegas tribes and turns them into the three families of New Vegas.
Oh! Interesting. I didn't realize that House did that.
Yes, that's how he has the Tops, the Chairmans, the Gamora. They're owned by Mr. House. Oh, he turned those tribals into fucking casino men.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty fucking cool. Mm. Turning some gang members into some street men.
It is the Colorado River.
That didn't make any sense, Steven.
So the Legion forces assemble east of the Colorado River in 2275. 2275 is when the first battle of Hoover Dam takes place.
Dun, dun, dun.
2277 is when the events of the first battle of Hoover Dam takes place in 2277. I'm sorry. So that's when the first battle takes place.
They assemble at 75?
Yes.
How? They assembled for two fucking years?
He had conquered hundreds of tribes. Caesar has an army.
So he just waited until they all got over it.
Basically, he was getting everybody together.
He
probably left some men behind to, like, watch.
100%, but, like, if he was waiting 2 years, that had to have been almost everyone, at least everyone from across.
They almost won. That's the bad thing. The only reason they lost is because Caesar got a little bit bold and had Joshua Graham, his head legate, and the Legion pursue the NCR as they were retreating. Well, as they were retreating, some of the Rangers decide to sacrifice themselves and hold up in Boulder City, lace it full of fucking dynamite, led the Legion in there and blew the fucking city to pieces.
Jesus.
So that city outside of the Hoover Dam used to be an actual city. An
actual city.
And the fucking NCR Rangers were like, we're going to blow this bitch the fuck up.
Sorry, it's gone.
Yeah. So the Legion all like came into the city to kill the remaining Rangers, and they fucking detonated the bombs and wiped out like half the fucking Legion forces right there.
Jesus Christ.
And Caesar was pissed.
But there wasn't a lot he could do about it.
And he threw Joshua Graham into the Grand Canyon. He set him on fire and threw him into the Grand Canyon because he wanted to prove to all his Legion that even people in the top of the top can't fail. Because if they do, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Want to know what's even crazier? Joshua Graham survived that.
Oh, fucking hell.
He's the burned man in Fallout New Vegas. When anybody ever talks about the burned man, it's Joshua Graham. He's alive.
How?
He doesn't even know. You actually get to meet him and talk to him in one of the DLCs.
And he can't explain.
He's like, I don't know. Here. He's like, man, God saved my life that day.
He's not a ghoul. He's just... burned man.
He is covered in bandages, head to toe. He's the guy. Covered in bandages, cleaning pistols.
I've seen him on TikTok all the fucking time. He has a bunch of lines.
Bible verses. Dude, he started as a fucking missionary. So Caesar was a follower of the Apocalypse, they were like people who were supposed to be making help people and shit. And he went to Utah and met a group of new Canaanites. And Joshua Graham was one of them, and there was another guy who was another follower of the Apocalypse. Well, them three got captured by tribals. So Caesar was able to convince they were having like a war with another tribe. So Caesar, using battle tactics, was able to teach them how to survive and shit.
Ah, okay, okay.
And Joshua was just helping him because like he was a translator.
Yeah.
Because he knew all the tribe languages for that area. So Caesar gained the respect of that tribe and basically became their leader by helping them win this war. And he's like, I'm going to keep Joshua to help me with all my fucking translating. And Joshua basically just became a fucking soldier. He was like, all right, I ain't got nothing better to do. Okay. So he just went along with Caesar conquering fucking tribes, killing untold amount of people, doing untold knows what. Because Caesar he knew Roman tactics because he read books. So he just copied Rome. That's why he calls himself Caesar.
Yeah,
his name's Bill something. He calls himself Caesar.
His name is Bill Cipher.
Basically.
That would be really fucking funny. It's all a Gravity Falls reference.
It's hilarious.
That's awesome that he's like one of the few people who's read things. Yeah. How does he what library?
The followers of the Apocalypse have access to like books and shit because they're just trying to help people and everything like that. They're like an offshoot of that. I think they were an offshoot of the NCR.
Few books you ever get to see in.
It's also mostly holotapes and stuff too.
Like, yeah.
A lot of the information is online and stuff that he's able to like get into computers. They have access to computer records.
Okay. Fair enough. It always amazes me that electricity lasts for so long. Especially in abandoned buildings.
Well, nukes. They have the fusion cores, which are long, infinite energy things. Not infinite, but really long energy.
Batteries. Are they just like they're mini nuclear fusion cores, aren't they? So how long does a mini nuclear fusion core last for?
A very, very long time, apparently.
Clearly, because
at least 200 years.
A nuclear fusion core, a normal one, I don't know how long that one lasts for, but that energy stuff is ridiculously long.
I didn't know that. That's cool as shit. So in 2277, when the first Battle of Hoover Dam happened, is the same time that Fallout 3 takes place. So during the first Battle of Hoover Dam and fucking over there, the fucking protagonist of Fallout 3 is going to try to find their daddy.
It's trying to find the daddy.
Trying to find their daddy.
Wow.
I'm daddy.
And you can take place in the Battle of Hoover Dam if you want.
In the second battle.
In the second battle, my bad. Second battle, because the first one wiped out half the Legion's force.
Yeah, the first battle you don't get to take place in, but in the second one...
yeah, because you die.
I think 2281.
The NCR Rangers would blow you to hell.
Yeah, they would. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nah. Yeah, 2281 is when the second Battle of Hoover Dam takes place.
Ah, okay. So, 22, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
4 years. That's not long.
Yep. So it's like the end of 2281, beginning of 2282. So it takes place at the end of the year. So, mm-hmm. 2282 is when they say that the fall of New Vegas ends. It's right there. The Pridwin is completed in that year as well.
Oh.
The Pridwin's finished being built.
So now that thing's ready to fucking fly. Mm-hmm. That makes them pretty much fucking beasts.
Yeah, because
they can go anywhere they need to go and take it over in almost an instant, depending on where they're at. Because fucking power armor is insane. God.
And then in 2287, so 10 years after the first Battle of Hoover Dam, is when Fallout 4 takes place.
Damn.
So cool. 10 years after that
is the Fallout show.
The season one of the Fallout TV show begins in 2296.
2296. And I wonder, how long does it last? How long is, like, the...
Probably a few months. I'd say maybe a couple of months.
I wonder if it's just going to say me.
Well, it goes to 2297 is when it says it ends.
So, I would say, from the basic... From how far they probably walk. Which we probably could have identified a lot of the places if I knew more landmarks. I'd say a good 6 months. Let's say that was like 6 months worth of stuff because they just had to walk. It was just a lot of fucking walking.
Interesting.
And I mean, if there's no way to travel and you're just walking, it's not exactly fast. So, oh, what's interesting?
It goes, they have the timeline goes a little further.
What?
So, 2301 is when Mr. House claims he'll be able to reestablish the high technology sector in New Vegas if he has full control of the city. In 2316, Mr. Bishop dies quietly in his sleep, which I don't know who that is.
I'm not sure who Mr. Bishop
is. Never knowing who his real father was. I think that's a reference to Fallout 2, because I think you can become the father of one of the crime bosses in Fallout 1. By fucking one of the crime boss's wife. Huh? He gets pregnant with a kid.
Hell so yeah.
In Fallout 2, they're like a crime boss.
And then
there's one of Fallout 1 kids. And you're related to him because you're the grandson of that character.
My I'm related to him because I'm the granddaughter. How do you like my shoe, granddaddy?
In 2381, Mr. House claims he'll be able to send colony ships off-world to colonize new worlds for humanity.
Wow. And does it go any further?
Huh. In 2910, an alleged sonic invasion of Big Indy around this date is repelled by blind Jefferson using the frequencies he gained from the courier.
What?
Yeah.
Holy, that is a... That 2910?
Yeah.
That's 700 years. I mean, not exactly, but around that. 600.
And then 2997, Vault-Tec propaganda estimates this year is the end of their equipment's ability to sustain vaults.
Wow, so they had...
Almost in the year 3000 is when their vault programs will end.
That's insane. Wow.
Yeah, Mr. Bishop is just one of the fucking references to the Fallout.
Oh, it was the reference? Okay. The year 3000? That is fucking ridiculous. That a Vault-Tec is built to survive that long and can legitimately do that too.
It's crazy, man.
Because clearly, it's done it.
There are men who's like, fucking hell.
But that means eventually just everything's gonna start with just collapsing. And shit like that, things are just gonna slowly start breaking.
Probably all the equipment's gonna start collapsing.
Like, and eventually it's just gonna...
I don't think the vaults themselves will collapse. I think all the technology and stuff inside of them will cease to like, and start failing and shit.
You think that if that all happens, that the normal vaults, their door will automatically open, or you think it's just gonna stay shut forever?
All the vault doors just automatically open. All the fucking power just runs out. Everything shuts down.
All the vault doors open. Now that would be very interesting, 100%. But like, or is it just, you know, like that's just power thing where you have to have power. So it's not going to work. I don't know.
Food for thought. Food for thought.
It is food for thought. I did like that does remind me though, the fusion core scene. They tossed it back. That was so sweet. That was so sweet. And I do love the...
Thank you!
You're missing those sardines, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
The oysters.
Oysters, I'm sorry. They have tuna. They have tuna. Yeah. They're aphrodisiac. Yeah. You're missing those tunas. Oysters, huh?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he gets invited to a ball, which is so sweet.
And now he's the sword of the brotherhood. Knight Maximus.
Knight Maximus. He's
killed the leader.
And the guy's just like, make him a knight. Knight Maximus. And he's like, no. And then immediately.
I think Dane has some very ulterior motives for that.
That's his name?
Dane. I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Because they injured themselves. I think they injured themselves so they didn't have to go out into the.
Clearly they didn't want to go.
Because they even say that. Like, they say that, hey, I didn't want to. Knowing Maximus would be blamed. I think they knew Maximus because they don't hang out with anybody else but Maximus. They got caught together looking at power armor right before he got chosen to be a squire.
I wonder if he did try to get him off immediately. But at the same time.
Maybe he knew that the Brotherhood's punishment for that would be to send Maximus there. Knowing that Maximus may have an opportunity to do something
that
I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, because of him, everything happens.
Yeah.
If he didn't shove his own fucking foot in a blade. Oh, I hate that scene. I also hate the scene of him pulling off his shoe and sock. Oh my God. He does it twice and it made me gag both times. Oh, I can still see his. Dog meat takes a bite of his toe.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fucking,
like, that's not my fart.
Thaddeus, man. Fucking Thaddeus.
He's going to die. No. Or at least I hope he does.
Thaddeus is immortal now. He regenerates from wounds.
You know what's going to be hilarious? He's not going to be immortal. We're going to find out that he's something way, way worse and scarier.
Like, man, I could have swore he was just high because when he first took that and his foot grew back, it cut to the perspective of the doctor and it showed, and his foot still looked all fucked up.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. What the fuck? That's strange. Yeah. Plot holes. Food for thought. Like, you
stop saying food. Now I'm hungry.
Thought for food.
I thought about a lot of food right now. I thought
about a lot of food too.
Well, let's go get some food.
Let's go get some food.
You know, we didn't even say the name of this or nothing. We just started talking.
Yeah.
We didn't introduce anything or nothing like
that. Hope y'all enjoy.
We're not even never gonna. Ball.